Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, on demand via the Bloomberg Business app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Joining us now, I'm delighted to say, is Dalmantas Dvilinskas, founder and CEO of TransferGo, the first remittance company to launch a cryptocurrency trading facility. Morning, Dalmantas. Great to have you in the studio. So as far as I understand, you are quite dominant already in the remittance space. So why take such a risk with cryptocurrencies?
Morning. Thanks for having me here. Excited to be here. So the reason why we launched crypto today, actually, to the world, is because our clients wanted it. And over the last 5 years, we built a very, very vibrant customer group of more than 600,000 people who use us to, for their remittances, to send money to their families back home. And when we ask them, hey, would you like to do crypto with us? They say yes, because currently the market is highly underserved for a transparent, fair, and convenient solution for the, for our current clients.
What's the reason why people want to send remittances in cryptos? I'm still trying to wrap my head around why you would want to do that.
So the remittance product and the crypto product is separate in a way. So we still have our remittance product, but crypto product is pretty much an ability to buy and sell crypto in a very convenient way. So today they'll not be sending cryptos to their friends and family. They will be just buying and selling them for themselves.
Right. And what cryptocurrencies are we talking about specifically?
We're looking at the most popular ones. We're looking at Bitcoin, of course, Bitcoin Cash, XRP, Ripple, Litecoin, and that's it, I think.
So this is a clear bet, essentially, that you think that cryptos are here to stay?
Yeah, so we have a very long-term perspective on crypto. And we've seen crypto go through multiple waves. As a platform, they're here to stay. And we want to be able to provide our customers with a very easy and consumer-friendly way to get access to these. Which ones will succeed or fail, that's a completely different topic. But as a platform, we think they are here to stay.
Mm-hmm. And what sort of markets are you talking about in terms of the remittances? I mean, where is the demand coming from? Which countries, which regions?
So it's primarily European send to global receive, looking at emerging markets as receive.
You're based here in the UK.
Yes.
Do you think that you might see remittances recede as we head towards Brexit and if indeed we see more EU nationals leaving?
There's definitely going to be a reshuffle of people across Europe because UK has been highly dominating the space of remittances. What we see already now is that people are moving away and choosing other countries to work, Scandinavia, Germany. And so we see a reshuffle already. But I think it's a good thing because it will rebalance because it was very much skewed towards London for the last 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So from the core business, we're a pan-European business, which is fine for us. But London is probably going to be not as hot as it could have been.
Yeah. You are very well known on the London fintech scene. So I want to just get your thoughts on where we go from here with cryptocurrencies. Of course, you've literally just launched this cryptocurrency trading facility for your company today. But in the next year, 2 years, where do you see sort of the most interesting uses of cryptocurrencies and even blockchain?
Yeah. So for us, we look at blockchain specifically as a very exciting technology, and we see it as a new means of information exchange between different financial parties, and that's where they're really exciting. They can become a platform for us money service business to communicate with one another.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 1 a.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Washington, D.C. on Bloomberg 99.1 FM and 105.7 FM HD2, in Boston on 106.1 FM, 1330 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2018, Bloomberg LP.